What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. And I just got an email getting into this whole thing about hypersensitive snowflake women screaming sexual assault and everything. Probably not a good idea to be hanging up mistletoe around the office this year. Bad move. And on that same comment, you know, I've been watching this phenomenon of the so-called sex robots, these very realistic looking robot women, and how they're very, very popular with men who can afford the price tag. And maybe part of that process is they don't want to deal with all the headaches of dealing with a real woman in this politically correct age. Anyway, just a thought. Let's take some phone calls here. Curtis in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. You know, I listen to your program on a regular basis, and I like to just try to chime in whenever I can think of something to contribute, but then I'll hear somebody bring up something that I'm still on, like when Ralph in New York talked about the feminist agenda. And from what I'm seeing now, this is beyond just a way to gain political election advantage, to have them vote. You know, I think to me, what we're seeing is a long-term shift. It's a deliberate shift, but it's kind of maybe spiritual too in a way, but that they want to create a matriarch dominant society, okay, where the women will have pretty much the authority, and the only men that you'll see that have any kind of strength will be those that will enforce that authority upon men that are not compliant. See, honestly, I mean, that's a modern Amazon type of society is what they have in mind.
we've heard that kind of talk going back to the original suffragette movement. But what's really interesting is that anthropologists have looked at very ancient societies and found out that they were actually matriarchal as well, because the women had the power to produce children. And they basically said, yeah, you got to do what I say or you don't get a kid. So there's been that battle back and forth on that very issue. I thought the whole point of the feminist movement, and certainly back in its early days when I was part of it, was everybody was going to be treated equally. But instead,
militant
feminists, like you said, they want to reverse the order. They want to
exactly,
go
exactly.
Yeah, and that doesn't solve any problems.
Right. You know, Mike, honestly, what I think we're going to see is that men are going to be required, maybe by mandatory classes, that they're going to have to be able to read the cues. And every interaction they have with any woman, and until they get to know them, that they're going to have to know by the way she'll accept whether this is going to be like a social or even flirtatious or just strictly business-like or a lady and gentleman situation. Men are going to have to be able to pick up on that. And I think it's going to have to be like a mandatory type of thing to learn.
Well, I don't think that can work simply because different women have different cues. And
exactly. That's
where a lot of the misunderstanding is going to come on in.
Right. You know, you make the point about how this came out in the 90s and people just got tired of it. Maybe so, but the people then were the people that were raised in the 60s and 70s. Now, 10 years from now, the prominent population age will be people that were raised in the 80s and 90s. They're going to go right along. They're conditioned for it.
No, they're not going to. Because what happens is each succeeding generation tends to flip to the opposite of what what their parents were thinking. The hippie generation, for the most part, led to the generation of the highly materialistic kids, and probably that next generation will flip back to thinking materialism isn't all that important. And so these things tend to oscillate When the parents try and raise the kids a certain way, they'll rebel and they go the other way. So I don't think it's going to be permanent. I think history has shown like the original witch hunts. After a while, everybody got sick and tired of them, and it went away.
Yeah, I disagree, because those people were raised from the 1975 on. You went to school. They conditioned you on relativism and progressive globalism. I mean, it's pretty hard to bounce back, because it's a whole new different thing. That's never happened before. I don't see that happening. I see these people are going to comply. It's a whole new age.
I don't think so. I mean, history is full of instances where the repression of a people, the control of a people, reaches a flashpoint, and all of a sudden there's a reaction. Whether it's the French Revolution, the Romanian Revolution, the American Revolution, I think you can't basically condition a population to think a certain way forever. The liberals like to believe that. But again, liberalism is based on an intellectual hoax, Margaret Mead's book, Coming of Age in Samoa. Anyway, Curtis, the phone lines are filling up here, so we're going to let you go, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. So let's go to Joe in Rhode Island. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. About 3 or 4 weeks ago in the Rhode Island paper, the main paper, they put an article about China sending up satellites just recently with delivery systems on them. Do you know anything about these delivery systems, and can you tell me about them?
Well, I think what they're trying to imply is that China is deploying some kind of weapons into space as part of the run-up to war with China. China puts up a lot of satellites that have very benign purposes. Right now, there are international treaties against weaponizing space, and mostly it's the United States that's in violation of that. But I've heard nothing about this, and it sounds to me like more China-bashing propaganda. But what they're talking about is called a fractional orbit bombardment system, where they'll have these things in orbit, and they can deorbit at some other part of the globe. Again, it was something that was postulated all the way back during Reagan's Star Wars initiative. But I don't think China is doing that. It's very expensive to do that. And with the ground-based telescopes that are able to see exactly what a satellite is doing, I think there would be some proof of what's going on there. And we have one of those satellite photography systems here in Hawaii, down on Maui, on the top of Haleakala. And it's basically a collection of telescopes that are optically linked to have a very high resolution. And it's paired with the Maui Supercomputer Center that it processes the images. And I got to see some of those. And it is amazing the detail that they can get as they photograph the satellites going overhead.
That's Mike, and a face-off between U.S. and Iran, who do you think China would side with on that one?
I think China would probably follow Russia into the fray. Now, we're not as useful to China as we used to be. We don't have the money to buy their manufactured goods. China is going to go where their wallet says to go, and that is going to be to places where the economy is growing. And I think, certainly judging from the reaction to Trump's announcement about Jerusalem, I think the rest of the world is getting pretty fed up with the U.S. throwing its weight around.
How about, what's that country? The large Arab country that's very, very in the north. I forgot the name of it. Turkey. Who would they side with at this time?
They seem to be pivoting away from the United States because of that botched coup attempt in 2016. And they're certainly one of the most vocal critics of Trump's announcement on Jerusalem. So I think we could see the entire Middle East, backed up by Russia and China, united against Israel and the United States. The one nation that might stick with Israel and the U.S. might be Saudi Arabia, But I think if Crown Prince bin Salman or King bin Salman were to go that way, he might face a revolt from within his own country.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. James, thank you for waiting so very patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. Sexism is a very big problem in the world. That's why with everybody now, it's coming out. Everybody is being accused of sexual harassment to complimenting a hairdo. And that's why people have to be more like me, where I don't believe in sex before marriage. And I'm not too sure about afterwards, Michael. Actually, Japan is a very sexist society. Just like in employment ads, where they'll put an ad in for a woman specifying the age, for example, 18 to 22 or 22 to 26. But for men, it's been very difficult. For example, if you go into a Japanese woman's house, they have a genkan, which is the doorway. They'll take your shoes off. By the time you step into the apartment, you already have they already put a whiskey in your hand, giving you a foot massage. Then they ask you if you need a back massage. And then they ask if they can make you a bath and if you need any assistance in the bath, washing your back and stuff. This is a terrible stuff that I've had to go through for 27 years. And I think I'm going to open up a crowdfunder site for abused men like me, where we can have a safe space, a bunch of therapists, some Play-Doh, and maybe a couple puppy dogs that we could hold and make us feel better.
My heart bleeds for you.
Anyway.
All right. James, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to let you go there. Getting on back to the news here, getting on back to North Korea. Now, according to J. Michael Springman, who's a former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia, his concern is that if the U.S. attacks North Korea, the situation could rapidly escalate, destroying South Korea, Japan, maybe parts of the United States, and the fighting could spread into China. And it would just spin totally out of control. It is something to be avoided. And outside of the opium in North Korea, I'm having a hard time understanding why we're even bothering. Because Kim Jong-un is building his nuclear weapons and his missiles as a deterrent. He's not going to use them. He's not going to throw away something that brings peace to his land. And it has to be remembered, with all this screaming by the U.S. government about Iran's nukes and North Korea's nukes and Iraq's nukes and everybody else's nuclear weapons, it is only the United States government that has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilian population of another country. So if nuclear weapons are bad and we want to get rid of them, let's start with the country that's actually used them. All right, now, China is apparently upset at the United States over the issue of Taiwan, because Donald Trump has crossed a very old but still relevant red line with China. He signed this year's National Defense Authorization Act, which includes a provision saying that the U.S. reserves the right to conduct joint naval exercises with Chinese Taipei, which is another name for Taiwan. And China has never recognized the regime in Taipei and views any interaction with Taipei as a threat to their geographical integrity. So it's a very tense situation. And to sort of underscore their ire, apparently China sent bombers and fighter jets to fly around Taiwan in a drill. H-6K bombers and Sukhoi-30 and J-11 fighter jets basically went on out and flew around Taiwan to send a message. Well, it just seems like Donald Trump is doing all these things that are just bringing the world closer and closer to a global conflict, which I don't think this country can win, even if it goes nuclear, especially if it goes nuclear. Nobody wins in a nuclear war. Now, the Rohingya crisis is continuing. Apparently, 6,700 Rohingya Muslims were killed in just 1 month, according to Doctors Without Borders. And so that situation is just escalating to the point where basically it's genocide. It's ethnic cleansing that's going on. Meanwhile, over in Southern California, and you would almost think they would put these assets to work on the wildfires, but, you know, fires may come and fires may go, but wars go on forever. There's a major war game exercise deploying a battalion-sized air, sea, and ground assault playing out on Marine Corps bases in Southern California this week. This exercise includes more than 1,000 Marines from the 1st Marine Division and more than 600 Marine aviators and their crews, and they're operating at San Clemente Island, Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, Camp Pendleton, and the Marine Air Ground Combat Center at 29 Palms. Now, these are all established Marine bases, and exercises go on there all the time. But this one that is combining all these bases and working together, they're calling it Winter Fury. This is the first such exercise in more than a decade, dealing with the size and complexity that was going on there. All right, let's take another phone call. Kelly in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm sorry if you covered this already in the first hour, but we just tuned in here for the second hour. I'm curious about this whole net neutrality thing. I don't really understand a whole lot about it. But my 15-year-old and 23-year-old are just up in arms. But I feel like I remember a couple of years ago that everybody was upset before they did the whole net neutrality thing. And so I can't figure out if this is something that's really that bad. It seems like it's going to now be returned to the free market. But I just wanted to see if you could explain it a little bit and get your opinion on where you stand on it all.
Okay, well, net neutrality as a concept is the idea that every internet service provider has to carry every other internet service provider's traffic on an equal basis. And it comes out of something that was called common carrier, because this was an issue when they broke up the Bell Telephone Company as a monopoly and started the regional telephone companies, the Baby Bells. And people wanted a guarantee that the phone call that they were making from one of these phone companies was going to reach the destination in an area covered by another phone company transiting through wires that were owned by a third telephone company. So the common carrier concept was established at that point, which is why the breakup of Ma Bell wasn't more confusing than it actually was. So it's always been applied to the internet since its earliest days as the ARPANET. And what caused the big ruckus was the suggestion that common carrier not apply to the internet to allow the ISPs to have more control over the traffic passing through their system. And the concern was that the ISPs would start playing favorites. It wouldn't be equal bandwidth for all, that the ISPs would give the lion's share of the bandwidth to large corporate customers, and everybody else would have to deal with less bandwidth and just sort of get shoved over to the corner. And that's what people were upset about back during the Obama administration. And the ruckus was so bad, that's why Obama passed his rules for net neutrality to maintain that common carrier. It's one of the few things he did that I agreed with. What the FCC did earlier today was they ended the Obama rules guaranteeing net neutrality. And they're trying to present this, that this is a victory for the consumers and entrepreneurs and so forth. But it's a giveaway to the ISPs where they can now preferentially provide their product to you and scale back product coming from competitors. And in a way, open the door to filtering and censorship. So I'm in agreement with your kids. What the FCC did today was a very, very bad thing. We have to take a break here for commercials. And thank you for the phone call, Kelly. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I'm watching on the corporate media feed here, and apparently this former Apprentice star turned White House aide, Omarosa, is still denying that she was fired, and she's going around saying she has a story that the world will want to hear. And so I'm wondering if this is going to be the opening salvo in this attempt to bring Trump down with a flood of sexual assault harassment allegations, because we've been hearing grumblings that this was in the works. So this is an ugly time in American politics. And Fox News just teased with a story, breaking news regarding the email scandal. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one. All right, let's take another phone call here. Daniel in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, I wanted to get right into it's a five-year anniversary of Sandy Hook. I was one of those researchers that was all, you know, digging for months and months after this event. Don't know why. There was a few Canadians that were involved, and we did quite a good job of asking some pretty good questions that are still unanswered. So I just thought I'd a little bit of things in point form I want to relate to your audience. Okay. If your child died, you'd be a babbling mess with swelled up eyes for a week. But these parents were out giving interviews stating that they had closure, were forgiving of the shooter, and seemed more concerned about changing gun laws than their own privacy. And curiously, almost all the parents were very proficient public speakers. And I know you've been in broadcasting a long time.
Yes.
And it's not an easy to do.
Did you ever see that video? There was this video of this guy who was supposed to be the father of one of the dead children, and the unedited version leaked out. And it shows him coming on out to be interviewed, and he's laughing and joking. And then you see him go through this exercise to sort of bring himself down and make himself look upset. It's an acting exercise. Anybody who's ever been involved in acting recognizes that method. And to me, that was the dead giveaway, that this was all another staged hoax.
Exactly. There's nothing that's, smoking gun, and a lot of the naysayers say, oh, well, what proof do you have? And it's a lot of little things. It's circumstantial things. Why were porta potties ordered to the school afterwards instead of medevac helicopters, which weren't even alerted when the first accounts of victims from an active shooter event were flooding a 911 dispatch? There's a lot of Photoshop pictures of the alleged victims. Anyone can Google this. These are all from Reuters, AP, so they're not like, you know, some guy in his mom's basement. Adam Lanza, the shooter, had a computer club photo, and if you reverse that photo, it's exactly the same as his driver's license. There's pictures of some of the victims with shadows in multiple directions, longer arms than humanly possible. One of the questions was, who cleaned up the blood from the 26 victims? And Lieutenant Vance of the Connecticut State Troopers was asked, he oversaw the investigation. They asked which company the biohazard containment contract was given to, and his response was, what blood? Now, another researcher I know had tried to find out what company in Connecticut, in that area,
Daniel, Daniel, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're coming up on a commercial break, and I have a couple of responses. First of all, in this day and age, the burden of proof is not on we the people. It's on the government. Whenever they make any claim on TV, the burden of proof is on them. Prudence says we should not trust them. These are the people who lied about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and there are huge problems with Sandy Hook. One of the most important and easiest to document is the fact that the school was not actually a working school at the time this whole thing went down. Internet records prove it. Looking at the condition of the school itself at the time, and Wolfgang Halberg makes this point. There were broken railings and all kinds of mold. That would not have been allowed to be the case in a school where children were actually going to study. So I've got to get on to other things here. So you got about 40 seconds.
No fingerprints or DNA from the alleged shooter found on any of the weapons or the magazines duct taped together. Parents not allowed to identify their own children's remains, and they said they were fine, perfectly fine, seeing photographs of their own children instead of seeing them in person. And anyone would want closure, or at least you wouldn't be able to drag someone away from that. But they were apparently fine from that. I guess there's another thing about the dash cam video that was released with the cops eating Doritos on the hood of their car and allegedly seeing 26 victims all massacred. I mean, it just doesn't add up. I'll leave you
It never added up. And like I said, that one video of the supposed father laughing and joking before his actual interview starts, that was the giveaway for me. Okay, Daniel, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm watching on the Fox News feed here. And apparently the new information on the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails relates to some of the information that has surfaced looking at Peter Strzok. And Peter Strzok's text indicated a bias, an institutional bias in favor of Hillary Clinton, opposed to Donald Trump. And apparently now there's been a linkage going on back to former FBI Director James Comey. And so all of a sudden the issue is, was he trying to help Hillary Clinton when he did that little statement of laws that had been broken and then said, we're not recommending charges, which was overstepping his bounds. That's not the FBI's job. Well, to those of us out here watching, yes, it was very obvious that James Comey and Loretta Lynch were trying to help Hillary Clinton, and there should be a special counsel on that one. Now, getting on back to news regarding war, apparently over in Oklahoma near the Kansas border, people are very, very concerned because the Department of Homeland Security is set to release what they say are inert chemicals into the atmosphere near an abandoned school in Newkirk, Oklahoma. And they're trying to gauge how the chemicals travel through the air and whether they could infiltrate buildings and homes where people were seeking shelter in the event of a biological attack. Now, they're saying it's to provide some kind of a defense and save lives. you know, duct tape and plastic or something. It looks to me like they're developing an offensive capability. But the issue here is these people living in the area are very concerned that they're going to be used as laboratory rats, and they're not sure how far they can trust the Department of Homeland Security that the chemicals are inert and harmless. And that's actually based on history, because many years ago, there was a biological weapons test over San Francisco. And what they did is they released what they thought was a very mild illness into the air. And then they were simply going to keep track of records at clinics and hospitals to see how many people came in with this specific illness. Unfortunately, it turned out the strain that they released was a little more potent than they thought, and some deaths resulted. And it is alarming to realize that it is legal for the government to test biological weapons on us all. And they have done it many times. Now, here's another story and another reminder where if you have children of military age, you might want to share this with them. And it goes back to this incident in 1966 when a B-52 carrying four hydrogen bombs collided with a KC-135 tanker over the Mediterranean. And the crew was killed. The bombs were lost. They were eventually recovered. In fact, Dr. John Craven, who was living here on Oahu up until his death, was part of the team that hunted those bombs down. He's a very amazing man here. But the issue here is that some of the bombs had broken open on impact. None detonated, obviously. But the U.S. veterans who were assigned to clean up the mess after that came down with radiation-induced illnesses, and the Veterans Affairs just ignored them. You know, these things happen. So right now there are these Yale Law School students have requested a U.S. court to permit a class action lawsuit on behalf of the U.S. Air Force veterans who responded to that disaster, but who've been denied disability benefits. And I hope they get it. I mean, the military has a very callous attitude toward veterans. You know, when you can be trained and sent on out to do the dirty work, they'll spend a lot of money on you. But once you're no longer able to go on out and be useful, they just drop you. Another good example would be in the days when there were still above-ground nuclear tests going on in Nevada, there was one test where they wanted to simulate exploiting a breach in the enemy lines from a tactical nuclear warhead. So they got a bunch of soldiers out there in the desert, and they set off this bomb, and the only protection they gave these soldiers was sunglasses. And they said, you know, march into the aftermath of the explosion, get to the rear of the imagined enemy lines and fan out, see how quickly you can take control. The soldiers did what they were ordered to do, and of course they came down with cancers and leukemias, and the government pretty much ignored them as well. Meanwhile, over in Norway, they have really gone down the path of equality, and they have been allowing women to join the military in combat roles. And after doing that, they have realized that having women in these squads actually undermines the Army's fighting ability. They're less effective combat units when they're co-ed. Can't fight reality. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to just follow up on that one caller, I believe, in Canada about the Sandy Hook, for example.
Yes.
If you just go to, for any of these hoax shootings, you can go right to these sources, the AP image page, and type in whatever incident you want. For example, I got one here. I did tons of them for, like, Fetzer and all these people. But anywho, for example, the creation date was November 6th at 3:57 a.m. And then they submitted it on the 10th. Didn't that happen, like, on the 12th or something? But you can find it for all of these events, Brussels, Paris, all of them. And that's their own sources. So, and then in the Florida, what was that, nightclub, Pulse, I found 17 of those supposedly 54 dead, all had multiple arrests. So play the role, you get off free. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And again, nothing new with any of this. Hoaxes are what the government uses to keep you under their control. And again, going back to the FBI, which is getting a long overdue and well-deserved grilling, back at, during COINTELPRO, one of the things that they set up to discredit the anti-Vietnam War movement was a riot at the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim. And the way they set it up is they had their undercover informants on Southern California colleges and universities. And yes, every college and university has undercover FBI informants. Get used to the idea. And they organized what was supposed to be a peaceful march along Harbor Boulevard, which runs alongside the Disneyland park. So the day comes and they all get down there and they're off their buses and they're walking back and forth. And the organizers, meaning the undercover informants, start saying, they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention. Let's go inside. And basically led the people inside, got them all riled up, jumped the turnstiles, went on in and just created a huge ruckus. They were smoking pot on Tom Sawyer Island. They were rough with the costume characters. And of course, the media was there to photograph it along with the National Guard. And the next day, you know, every newspaper in the country, pictures of the anti-war protesters roughing up Mickey Mouse, and in a stroke, completely discredited the anti-war movement, because obviously they're not very peace-loving if they're out there being violent on Disneyland. And all of this came out during the congressional hearings into COINTELPRO in the 1980s. Another hoax they did was the famous Black Panther coloring book to try and sever relations or increase racial tension between blacks and whites. That was another fake. So as I was telling that first caller, Daniel, if somebody comes on up and says, well, how can you prove that there was a hoax? You just reply, how can you prove that it happened the way the government is telling you? And they'll say, well, it's the government that's telling me that. And then you say, same government that told you Saddam had nuclear weapons. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And you need to understand and accept that in order to develop a healthy degree of skepticism, especially with more and more of the same bovine excrement being poured all over us to get a war going in North Korea and in Iran and possibly Lebanon and who knows where all else. So let us talk now about the economy. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates to the highest in a decade. And this is going to have repercussions. We might see a correction on the stock market because the stock market is being driven to record highs by the availability of very inexpensive money. So these brokerages can borrow the money, buy the stock, and then they hope somewhere down the road they'll sell the stock at a profit. They'll pay back the loan to the bank with the interest, and there'll be enough left over for a healthy profit for themselves. But now that margin of profit is being shaved off here. Over in Scotland, there's a little bit of an upset because Nicola Sturgeon is now pushing for what she calls a tartan tax. And that's basically a penny on income tax for earnings over £24,000 a year, and claiming only the wealthiest pay more. But she's drawing flack because she had campaigned originally on a promise not to raise taxes. But then all politicians say that, and then you get whacked upside of the wallet, like this GOP tax plan bill. They've even quit trying to claim it's going to lower taxes for the middle class. The only ones getting the tax cuts and the tax breaks are the rich corporations and individuals, and taxes on everybody else, middle class, working class, are going to go up. Now, Delta Airlines has chosen Airbus over Boeing in this $12 billion jet deal. This according to Bloomberg. And that is really going to hurt the economy out there in, well, every state where Boeing has a plant, certainly out in Washington State here. Meanwhile, Iran Air is getting ready to buy some Boeing jets. So that's good news for Boeing. And Iran Air is considering financing it wholly inside Iran, domestic financing. And apparently Boeing has even said that they would carry some of the credit on the aircraft as well. People are trying to get away from that global private central bank lending system, the debt trap here. Speaking of debt traps, nearly 5 million Americans are currently in default on their student loans because the money junkies took education and they turned it into a scam. When you look at some of these snowflakes running around, they're not being educated. They're being indoctrinated. And even worse, they are not emotionally prepared to deal with the real world. And they all got these student loans to go to college because I want to have a college degree on the wall. It means so much. These days, no. Because those high-paying jobs that you were promised would be waiting for you when you graduated, they're not there. They've all been shipped off overseas. And so these students are coming on out of these colleges with these incredibly high student loan payments and low-paying jobs, which is why so many of them are still having to live with their parents. Now, getting on to Bitcoin, everybody's talking about Bitcoin here. Bitcoin is now officially the biggest bubble in world history. And a lot of people are saying it's time to take your profits out of there. But my concern is there's nothing propping up the value of Bitcoin. It's pure speculation. It's not an investment. It's being driven by speculation, which is why I keep saying I smell tulips out there. I think there's going to be a major, major crash of Bitcoin. I don't know when, but it does feel like it. Now, BHP Billiton is the world's largest mining company, and they have just decided to exit the shale energy industry entirely. And apparently, BHP Billiton has asked four investment banks to assist in either selling or spinning off its underperforming U.S. shale oil and gas assets. So here's the problem. Everybody came on out and said, you know, fracking's going to be great. There's all kinds of oil and gas down there. We'll get it out easily, and it'll be wonderful. But every one of those fracking fields has not produced the amount of oil and gas that was predicted. The Monterey Shale Formation, they've already cut the estimate by two-thirds of what's really down there. And along with that, of course, we've got all the downside of fracking, which is methane bubbling up through lakes, ponds and streams and killing the fish, methane bubbling up in our tap water, all kinds of toxic chemicals leaking back up those pipes, that toxic fracking fluid, some of which is radioactive and carcinogenic, a lot of it is just toxic waste they can't think of any other way to get rid of. It doesn't stay down in the ground. It works its way up. And apparently there's been a new study that show women living near these fracking wells are having smaller babies than average. So there may be some infliction of harm on the young ones as well. So we've got all that downside and no upside. And now the companies that put us in this mess, they're bailing. They're getting on out of it. Now, as you know, Greece is in serious economic hardship. And one of the things that they're looking at to try and deal with that is the fact that Germany owes Greece 185 billion euros in World War II reparations. And apparently, German researchers are confirming that. It was based on, in large part, on a forced loan. When Germany occupied Greece, they forced the government to loan Germany some money that was never repaid, and it's been accruing interest ever since. Now, Berlin is saying we reject any claims of World War II reparations, which again is a double standard because Germany agreed to reparations for Israel. The first three Dolphin-class submarines Germany gave to Israel as war reparations. But the Greeks don't count. The Greeks don't count on that one at all. So that's going to be a bit of a fight. Getting on over to Great Britain, Theresa May has suffered a major setback because apparently conservative rebels in the House of Commons backed an amendment to the European Union withdrawal bill, granting Parliament a meaningful vote on the Brexit deal. In other words, forget the will of the British people. If Parliament decides that they don't want to go along with Brexit, Brexit will be over and done with. So the globalists are trying very hard to glue their little fantasy planet, their utopia, back together. And along that line, the European Union is now suing Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic for refusing to accept any more Islamic migrants. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. There's the music.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're getting more information about this sudden breakthrough on the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server. Tucker Carlson is now reporting that apparently the FBI forced a government watchdog agency to sign a non-disclosure agreement that it would not share information about Hillary's email with Congress. Now, that shows the FBI actively sabotaging Congress and their oversight authority. That's really big. This gets back to Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch saying the question isn't really about what to do about Robert Mueller, but whether the FBI ought to be shut down. They aren't really a benefit to the American people. They're not the swell bunch of Joes you see in movies like The FBI Story or Silence of the Lambs or various TV shows. That's all crafted propaganda to make you think they're wonderful people. The Nazis did the same thing. There was all kinds of propaganda to convince the German people that the Gestapo was working for them, that the Gestapo was protecting them. Now, getting on back to Europe here. As I mentioned before the break, the European Union is suing Poland, Hungary, and Czech Republic for refusing Islamic migrants. Apparently, back in 2015, the European Union ruled, demanded that 160,000 refugees be distributed throughout most member countries of the EU. And it's another reminder that the European Union is rapidly moving away from being a union into being a dictatorship, because more and more the authority of the sovereign member nations is being eroded. Now, so many migrants are flooding into these European nations, it's distorting the economy. And over in Sweden, six out of their eight parliamentary parties are now in agreement that the national age of retirement needs to be raised from 61 to 64 years in order to deal with the increase in migrants and the fact that it is straining the economy. And retirement is going to be that much harder for the government to provide. Now, down in Australia, it seems that they too are going down the road of fascist dictatorship. And apparently they're looking at a new law that will punish whistleblowers and journalists who leak classified documents with up to 20 years in prison. And as we've learned through bitter experience here in the United States, very often documents are classified not to protect important national secrets, but to protect careers of important politicians. Now, right now, there is a gun bill in Congress called the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Law. It's already been passed by the House of Representatives. And it's heading for the Senate, and gun owners are saying, great, conceal carry everywhere. But there is a problem, which I will share with you after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.